Colleges and universities today are tackling a big issue, whether to officially adopt certain policies intended to protect people who entered the U.S. illegally. In Indiana, that conversation could end soon. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Ballinon Rosen reports, the controversy surrounds a single word.
Some Indiana lawmakers want to outlaw so-called sanctuary campuses. They're colleges that say they won't help immigration authorities learn someone's citizenship status. And it's using that word, sanctuary, and making that pledge, that's the big deal.
It's just the schools couldn't sponsor sanctuary situations.
Republican Representative Woody Burton is House sponsor of a controversial bill at the State House. It would ban colleges from pledging non-cooperation with immigration authorities. If they do, the state would be able to file civil suits, and a court could force them to cooperate.
Indiana needs to abide by federal laws when it comes to immigration issues in general.
Since the Trump administration made crackdowns on unauthorized immigrants central to its agenda, colleges and universities have been in the crosshairs. Students and faculty have pushed for sanctuary campuses at places including University of Notre Dame and Purdue, Ball State, and Indiana universities. Reagan Kirk, the chair of Indiana University's Young Republicans Club, well, she's not into it.
It sends a message that IU would not cooperate with laws or policies that they don't agree with.
That's exactly what sanctuary campus proponents want. They say, don't follow federal rules, protect students and staff from immigration authorities. A 2011 Indiana law bars cities and towns from declaring sanctuary status. And while lawmakers push a bill to include colleges and universities in that, others say it's just the declaration that's at stake here.
My perception of it at this point is that it's also mostly a kind of symbolic battle.
Shane Green teaches anthropology and Latin American studies at Indiana University. He led a faculty push for a sanctuary campus, but so far, no Indiana college or university has declared themselves sanctuary campus.
So why is there such concern about it, right? To try to sort of prevent it from happening or sort of put in place some sort of legislation that would sort of symbolically threaten universities.
University of Notre Dame, Purdue, Ball State, and Indiana University all declined interviews for this story. In a statement, an Indiana University spokesperson says the school won't voluntarily disclose anyone's citizenship status to federal authorities without a warrant. And recently, University of Notre Dame's president said the school would not be a sanctuary campus. In a February letter to staff, he said Notre Dame wouldn't share someone's citizenship status unless they were legally required to. But he said declaring sanctuary could draw unwanted attention from authorities, and there are better ways to protect students. In other words, judge me by what I do, not what I say.
Just because a school cannot declare itself a sanctuary does not mean that there's not many other ways it can support undocumented students.
Willie Palomo heads up Indiana University's UndocuHoosier Alliance. He says, sure, he'll judge schools by what they do. So he wants more from colleges than statements of support.
Better recruitment and retention programs for undocumented students, helping undocumented students who want to go to grad school find ways of piecing together these resources to make that possible.
Or staff positions and scholarship funds.
What's funny here is that universities aren't even willing to talk the talk right now. Like the most basic part of talking the talk, not even the doing part, but just the talking, would be declaring yourself a sanctuary at this point.
Because he says even as lawmakers consider outlawing sanctuary campuses, if a college won't publicly make a stand, how can you trust them to when it matters? For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen.